Hey, I want to let y'all in on something. It's real serious. He's alive. And he's real. And he's available. And he's here. He's alive. He's real. And he's available. And he's here. I want you to know that the resurrection today is just as real in this historic moment as it was the moment Jesus stepped out of the grave. And some of you have come here to say, this is an Easter holiday. This is not an Easter holiday for those of us who celebrate Jesus Christ here at Hillview. This is a reality day. This is a reminder that our lives have been changed forevermore. How many of y'all are living in change forevermore? Anybody here living? Oh, let me hear you. Because you know, I want you to know, if you came today to hear a casual sermon about a risen Lord, you're in the wrong church. Because we believe that there is one way to be saved. You've just watched it, person after person, to be buried in Christ, but to be what? Risen in Christ. How many of y'all found that to be your new reality? You see, that's your new reality. That is the gospel. Now, I just want to be really, I'm going to be really straight. Not that I'm always, but straighter than usual. Okay? This is not a moment. This is not a moment to steer away from real faith. Now, I'm going to have a lot of my colleagues in the ministry. They're going to adjust the gospel to fit the times. A lot of them do that because they scare somebody ain't going to like them. Well, I've had so many people dislike me, I'm used to it, so I might as well tell you the truth. I'm going to tell you the truth because that's all I believe is the truth. And I want you to know something. You and I do not have the freedom to adjust the Bible when it does not agree with our moment of time. Now, watch this. If you'll believe the Bible, it will adjust you. See, that's the difference. The Bible adjusts us. You get enough people adjusted, you get a better world. But I'm not surprised at our times. How many of y'all are surprised? I'm not surprised. Not surprised at all. People come and ask me and they go, can you believe? I said, yeah. I said, that's the way people without Jesus think. People without Jesus think lost. Some of you today think that way because you're yet to be connected to Jesus. But boy, I have some good news today. Jesus desires to be connected to you. How many of y'all found that to be good news? God does want to be with you. That's the good news today. God will change you. Well, y'all are off a week for an Easter morning. God will change you. Hello? Wow. I don't know about y'all, but I'm tore up today. I'm tore up all day, but I'm really tore up today. Man, I saw those people get baptized. I heard a choir. Man, a choir was off the hook. They've been crazy all morning. People have been getting saved all morning. God's still working all morning. You know why? The church is still worthy because Jesus is still alive. The church still has a message because Jesus will never die again. Now, I want to go over some important things about the resurrection. Some of y'all may be wondering, what in the world are these people all crazy about this morning? Well, Jesus, we believe him to be the Son of God. We don't believe he's just a good teacher, a nice moral code, or a new power in your step exercise to your human improvement situation. We believe Jesus Christ to be the Son of God, born of a virgin, given life here for 33 years, crucified on a cross, and on the third day, early on Sunday morning, Jesus Christ, the Son of God, the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords, the one who saves our soul, conquered death by getting out of the grave into the world. How many of y'all believe that? That's what happened. That's the way it is. Now, some of you all may say, well, I don't agree with you. I don't believe that. Well, that means you're not a follower of Jesus. You can be what you want to be, but you can't. The only way you can be a follower of Jesus is you have to line up with what he did, not what you think he did. We're a John 14:6 church, meaning this. We believe Jesus' confession. Here's what Jesus said. He said there's only one way into heaven. He didn't say there were many ways into heaven. He didn't say there were some good ideas to get to heaven. He didn't say there were many pathways to get to heaven. He said there's one way to get to heaven. He said, if you know me, he said, I'm the way, I'm the truth, I'm the life. Anyone who believes in me shall know the Father. There's only one way to get to the Father, and that's through who? Jesus the Son. Aren't y'all glad that God came to get us? God came to get us. Now, I want to tell you something that's important. We got three things about the resurrection. We're going to have an altar call, and we're going to celebrate some more people coming to Christ today. How many of y'all are glad today that God brought a lot of people here today to hear his good news so they could get a good life? Anybody excited about that? That God brought a lot of people in here today. Man, I've seen kids, grandmas got saved. Man, that's awesome. A lot of people came today and said, you know what? I've never been baptized. I claim to be a follower of the Lord Jesus Christ. And they said, Ayers, I'm going to square up today. And I said, man, I thank God that you're squaring up today. Senator Wilson, I don't know how it's going to be on the day of judgment for all these people that are going to stand before God. And Jesus is going to ask them, why couldn't you do the first thing I ask you? Well, Lord, I was scared they'd make fun of me. Y'all think that junk's going to hold on the day of judgment? Y'all think this bozo conversation we have in the world today is going to hold when the Holy of Holies comes in all of his glory and looks at us in the eye and says, what did you do with your life? In fact, he's not even going to say that, guys. What did you do with the life I gave you? Uh-oh. Now, some of y'all want to say, well, Pastor, you need to understand. I worship a loving and merciful God that has no consequences. Problem is, you don't worship the one in the Bible. You worship the one made up in your head, much like monsters under your bed. Did you notice when you grew up, they weren't there anymore? If you make up your own God on the day of judgment, that one won't be looking at you. But the one that is true and real and forever will be. And guess what? There's a day of consequence. You know what the resurrection was? A day of consequence. Tell your neighbor that. It is a day of consequence. Come on, it's a day of consequence. The resurrection validates the reality of God. That's the first thing I want you to know about it. The resurrection validates the reality of who? Of God. It is real. Now, I'm going to tell you the truth. If Jesus Christ had not risen from the dead, I would not preach this message. Because here's the only message I'd have. We need to be good, and we need to pray a lot. We need to do a few good things. We need to hand out some food to some hungry people, some clothes to the naked folk. And we need to go by to prison every once in a while and say hello. And these are all good things to do. And if we do enough good things, then the good teacher will bring us to heaven. Now, a lot of y'all believe that, but that's not the gospel. The gospel is we've all sinned against God, and we need God's mercy, and we need God's resurrection because we're dead in sin. Y'all understand that? Without Jesus, I'm dead. Y'all get that, girls? It ain't I'm bad, I'm what? I'm dead. But now, when I grew up, I know y'all hadn't heard poor teaching like this, but I heard some poor teaching. See if any of y'all ever heard this. If you're good, Bonnie, I know that you heard this because you was in the same classroom I was in. If you're good, God loves you, and if you're bad, God doesn't think too much of you. That's not true. The truth of God's word is this: we're all scoundrels, and God will forgive us. If you don't mind, just say, hey, you a scoundrel. Go ahead and tell each other, you a scoundrel. Elizabeth, you a scoundrel, and I'm a scoundrel. How many of y'all married a scoundrel? Everybody but you, David. Everybody but you. That's right. Look at here. Yeah, we've not done what God asked us to do. Amen. But the resurrection verifies the reality of who? Of God. Now, let's see what happened early in the morning. Early in the morning. Guess who heads toward the tomb? The women. Go with me to Matthew 27. And early in the morning, we see the women headed toward the tomb. If I can find my, there's my tablet. And they were heading, let me tell you who was heading there. Mary Magdalene and the other what? Mary. There they were. Now check this out. Matthew 28, after the Sabbath, at dawn on the first day of the week, Mary Magdalene and the other Mary went to look at the tomb. See, some of you came here today to look at the death of Jesus. He's not here. Today, we look at the life of who? Jesus. Hey, and guess what? The life of Jesus. Woody, this is why we live like we live every day. The life of Jesus can never be shut down. How many of y'all find that amazing? You can shut other folk down. You know what I mean? Watch this. The great Caesars of that day did not hold up. The very people that arrested Jesus, we no longer talk about. Have you noticed that? The very people that stood in all kinds of government authority do not exist today. Now, here's what I'm telling you. I believe in government. I believe we need to have government. I believe it's a necessary evil of organization. But never make government God. And some of you trying to get the government to do what only God can do. You see, the government shouts for equality because that's the best it can do. God shouts for righteousness because we can't accomplish that. God calls us to holiness because no government can do that. Nobody can make you holy but he who made you, Jesus. So we shout for what? Equal rights, equal rights, equal rights, equal rights. It's been the squawk box of 100 years. And y'all gonna stand before God and you're gonna say, God, I want things to be fair and just. And he's gonna say, go to hell. Because that's fair and just. Some of y'all lack such intelligence that you don't even know what you're asking for. You don't want God to be just. You don't want him to be fair. Because you know what's fair? You break the law, you pay the penalty. That's what? Y'all want God to be fair? It'd have been a short Bible. And God created them, male and female. He created them. One day they ate from the wrong tree. The end. Fair and just. You can put on the conclusion. Equal. But God is not equal. God is gracious. The resurrection testifies that God overcomes our situation. How many of y'all glad about that? God overcomes our what? Situation. You know why God overcame death? Anybody excited about that? God overcame death. Anybody excited about that? God overcame death. And you know what I'm thankful about? A lot of you good folks know the Lord. Now look what happened. Mary Magdalene, the other Mary, they're going to look at death, and death is not going to be there. Because here's the second thing I want you to know about the resurrection. It's always ahead of where we are. It's always ahead of where we are. See, they thought they were going to encounter a moment of death, but the resurrection had already happened. How many of y'all are glad when you die, Jesus will be ahead of where you are? It's not like when you get to heaven, Jesus is going to go, oh, what are you doing here? Client, he will not be surprised when you arrive. But in fact, guess what he'll say? Hey, Steve, how are you? Say, Lord, how did I get here? Well, it was a long time ago. In fact, it was before the foundation of all creation. I knew who you were. And you'll have to go, Lord, you know, I graduated from Bowling Green High. I can't comprehend all that. And he'll say, you know what? He'll say, you know what? Neither could Ayers, and he graduated from Warren Central. It is uncomprehendable, but absolutely verifiable. Somebody hear what I'm saying? It is uncomprehendable, but absolutely verifiable. He says they got there early in the morning. They were looking for a dead man, and the earth had shooken. It was shaking. Instead of doing the Harlem shake, God did an earth shake. And guess what? They get there and there was a violent earthquake. I'm so tired of all my colleagues telling me, Pastor Ayers, you need to understand God's a silent and reverent God. And I said, well, why does he do all them earthquakes in the Bible? If God's so quiet, why is the Bible so loud? I tell you why. What? Written by a bunch of European white people. Praise his holy name. God had to get some folks that knew how to celebrate. Women. Ladies, let me tell you something. Now listen, please do not blow the church's email server up on this. Okay? This is not me. This is not our present moment, but this is first century. we probably got skeptics here today. And they go, oh, Pastor Ayers, it's really nice. Glad your belief. Glad it works for you. I have a more intelligent faith than you. I believe in me. Let me tell you what you call people like that. Fools. Because only a fool would try to project all of eternity from a moment of history. Did you catch that? Only a fool. You get that, don't you, Woosley? You've studied a lot of history. Only a fool would try to project all of history from a moment of history. You say, what about Jesus? Well, Jesus was before history began. So if you are before all and you are everything, you make a moment that can change everything. Now you understand the resurrection. Make sense? Hard to comprehend, but absolutely verifiable. Well, how you know? The earth shook. Now check this out. This amazes me. They get there. For an angel of the Lord came down from heaven. We got angels appearing again at the resurrection. Came down from heaven and going to the tomb, rolled back the stone and sat on it. What a morning. You're going to go lay spices on a dead man's grave and you got earthquakes and angels that look like lightning. What would you all have done? Come on, what would you all have done? I got run over here in this corner pocket. I mean, today, y'all be, hey, man, he ain't here. I mean, tweets would be going off everywhere. Facebook, y'all be getting the camera out. Look, he ain't in here. And there's an angel, man. He shook the world down. Guess what? God's going to shake the world down. Here's what I love about God. He's either going to shake you into him or shake you away from him. Amen. I think right now the Holy Spirit ought to shake some of you. Mm-hmm. Well, I bet if the earth trembled right now underneath us, some of you would say, my God, and others of you would say, oh, my God, depending on how you've been shook. Have you been shook in or shook loose? You see, the angel was shaking everybody in, shaking everybody in. He gets there, man, I mean, there's an earthquake, and there's an angel sitting up on the rock. And angel's cool. Everybody else is scared, but angel's cool. How many of y'all know angels are always cool? Angels are cool. The night Jesus is born, cool angels. You know, we got this heavenly host, they all singing, you know, glory to God in the highest. And finally, an angel speaks up and he goes, I don't know, probably an angel with spiked up hair. And he, angel, you know, he kind of flew down, kind of looked like Keith. But Keith's cool like that. You know, in the midst of a crisis, angel cool, didn't come unglued. He said, for unto you today a Savior's been born. Don't be afraid. Ooh, don't be afraid. Now, if I'm a shepherd out on the hill, you know, I'm afraid. Now, these women, they were fearless to a point. Y'all ever wonder where the men were? I mean, all these great disciples. Mr. Peter, I'll cut your head off with a sword if you take my Jesus. Where is Rambo Peter today early in the morning? Where are the great philosophers, the intellects of the disciples? Where are these faithful males? Now, for those of you that think this story was made up, if you know anything about any history in the first century, I'm sure that you've studied wisely and read that women had no credibility for testimony in the first century. That's in the first century. We're in the 21st century. Please do not email on me that on that. We're not going back to that, ladies. But at that moment of time, if you were making this up, you'd have never sent to women. You'd have never sent to women. But who goes? The women. All right, men, where are all the fearless men? That is very interesting. Laying in the fetal position up in a room praying to God. But here goes Mary and the other Mary, Mary Magdalene and the other Mary. They hiking right up there, tomb high. We got to go see Jesus. You know they're busy too. Have y'all ever tried to get in the way of a busy woman? They'll hurt you. A woman committed is a woman destined. Amen? You men know what I'm talking about. Listen, I pick on Elizabeth a lot, but if she ever gives me the eyes and the ears, her ears will wiggle. Boom, boom. When I get 2-4 wiggles, man, I'm lining up. Because death is on its way, and I know I can't resurrect. But they're there in the midst of death. They're not scared at all. They're not scared. But the angel tells them something very important. He says, fear not. Second thing I want you to know about the resurrection is it's always ahead of us. We go looking for dead things, and God brings live things before us. See, some of you came in here today. Guess what? You know how many friends I got that followed Jesus because they read the Bible to disprove him? I got a great preacher buddy of mine that's really led thousands of people to understand Jesus Christ. And he's a great writer. He was a journalist. He was an atheist. And after he read the Bible, the truth of God's word, he was looking to show that the Bible was dead, and he found that Jesus was alive. So see, I challenge y'all today. Listen, here's what I tell you. If you're not a believer in the Lord Jesus Christ, here's what I challenge you to. Quit listening to Bill Maher. Because he's never read the Bible. And he never gives you all the verses. So I challenge you, if you are an intellectual, to be at least an intellectual and follow the first assignment of an intellectual. To read the whole text before you draw conclusion on somebody else's information. And after you read that, after you thoroughly understand that, then make a decision whether it's true or not. That would be a intellectual perspective. Here's what a dummy does. Listens to clippets from Bill Maher and draws conclusion. I'm telling you, the second thing the resurrection does is it stays ahead of where we are. That's good news. When I die, Jesus will be before me. And it also does this. Ahead of us, God tells us something that the angel said. You know what that angel said? Do not be afraid. That's pretty cool, isn't it? Angel sitting on a rock, earthquaking, everybody doing a shake. Mary Magdalene, the other Mary standing there. Angel, totally cool. Dressed in white, got one of them white suits on. Gleaming. Garrett, he's gleaming. And he says, don't be afraid. For you know, and I know that you're looking for Jesus, who was crucified. You want to hear some good news? And not here. Well, where is he? Here. See, he's not here because he's here. He's not among the dead. He's in the midst of the living. I mean, y'all glad to know that Jesus always gets there before we do. See, we thought we were going to find him dead, and we found him alive. Because you know what God does? You know what the resurrection does? You know what it does? The third and final thing the resurrection does. You know what it does? It validates the promise of God. It validates the what? Promise of God. How many of y'all found that one of the things that we just have a horrible time doing as human beings is keeping promises? How many of y'all have a hard time keeping promises? Come on, be honest. Y'all can loosen up. Hey, loosen up. Be honest. How many of y'all have a hard time keeping promises? How many of y'all, I've always been faithful to Elizabeth, but I haven't kept all of our marriage vow. Because it said to cherish. I think I've had some uncherishing moments, don't you? I know you have. And so we have not all done it. See what I'm saying? True? Here's a young marriage. Faithfully grown up in the church. What about Garrett? Has he always, now remember, we're on Easter Sunday, the truth, the tomb, the head, the promise. Has he always cherished? No, because he's Garrett. And I'm Steve, and she's Elizabeth, and you're Jill, and he's Bob. See what I'm saying? You and I don't keep promises well. Have you noticed? And we're surprised about that. I mean, people to me are just humorous. Can y'all believe a politician lied? Yes. You know what's unbelievable for me is when they tell the truth. Have you ever seen one tell the truth? Never. They're all going to cut taxes, but our taxes always go up. Does that find interesting to y'all? And who's the only people that can change them? Them. They're for it, but it never happens. That's humanity. Even in our marriage vows, we may not be sexually unfaithful to each other, but do we fulfill it all? God fulfills it all. It's the third thing about the resurrection. God comes through with his promise, my friends. He never steps away from a promise. You and I, yeah, we mess up. God, he always comes through. You know what God promised? He promised Abram at that time, who became Abraham. He said, Abram, you step out and you follow me, and I'm going to make you the father of many. Anybody remember that? Many what? When Jesus stepped out of that tomb, guess what? God's promise became fulfilled. Abraham became the father of many what? Nations. Well, what do we need to do with the resurrection? We need to see that it's real and go tell people it happened. Look what happened there. He's not here. He is risen, just as he said. Come and see where the place they lay. And then guess what? The ladies go on. They go on down the road, and guess who meets them there? That's pretty cool, isn't it? They head out to go tell everybody. They're going to go tell everybody. That's one of the reasons I think God used women. He knew this message needed to get out fast. There's no better way to get a message out than tell women. Am I not telling the truth? They don't make a Facebook, you know, Snoop book or whatever social information system that equals the power of women passing a message down worldwide. In a split second, everybody know it. Well, here they go. He's alive, he's alive, he's alive. And guess who meets them? Jesus. He comes right up in front of them. He loves them, and he says, I love Jesus' line here. Here comes Mary and the other Mary. They headed out. The angel said, don't be afraid. He's not here. Then go quickly and tell his disciples he's risen from the dead, and he's going ahead of you into Galilee. There you will see him. Now I've told you. So the women, note this, women, here's what I love about y'all. You all tend to do what God says. You know that? Here's why he couldn't use the men. They would have thought about it. The resurrection would have taken 3 months. It'd be hung up in committee. They'd go, I don't know, is that angel real or not? That's why God couldn't get any preachers to follow him in his gang of 12, because they would have been wondering who he was instead of following what he was. That's why he got fishermen. They knew how to fish. Preachers know how to think. Jesus had things to get done. He needed somebody who knew how to get something done. Not think about doing it, but what? Doing it. He had one politician, but he hung himself before the deal was over. Nothing's changed. Now, Judas is a politician. Who else would take 30 pieces of silver to save themselves? Here's what I'm trying to tell you. Nothing's changed. That's the good news. The resurrection still incomprehensible by human mind, but verifiable in the human spirit through grace. So the women hurried away from the tomb, afraid yet filled with joy, and they ran to tell his disciples. Suddenly Jesus met them, and guess what he said? Greetings. Pretty cool, isn't it? Jesus goes, what's up? Jesus is like, Martha, Mary, 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 how you girls doing? What have you been doing, Jesus? I getting up from the dead this morning. I feel alive, literally. I feel better than I have the past 3 days. Nobody's beating on me anymore. Nobody's spitting on me anymore. Nobody's telling me who I am anymore. Because early this morning, my daddy got me up to tell the world who he is. My daddy got me up early this morning so the world might know who he is. Greetings. And you know what Jesus said? Then he starts thinking about the great warriors that followed him. They came to him, they clasped his feet and worshiped him. Then Jesus said to them, don't be afraid. Go tell my brothers. Go tell my disciples. Go tell my valiant warriors who are hiding. Tell my brothers to go to Galilee. There they will see me. And then Jesus was gone. You know what I love about Jesus? He's still here. He's not in a tomb. He really is here. I saw him this morning in the looks of baptisms. I saw him this morning in the looks of praise. I saw him this morning as I saw young mamas and daddies come in with babies on their shoulders. I saw them looking at babies like, if you do that one more time, you will need Jesus. I saw them bringing them in, though, because you wanted to be in the presence of the Lord. Because guess what? Many of you know he's real, don't you? You know he died, you know he's risen, and you know he's here. And guess what? Because you do, guess what? He's way ahead of us. And we're to go tell, we're to live, and we're to be in him in all that we do. Amen. Thank you all for choosing to allow God to make you a part of a thing called Hillview Heights Church. It's here for a little while. He's here for every while. But while we're here together, I want to thank you all for loving Jesus. Over two decades. We're on our third decade of ministry together. I don't know how it happened. Bo, do you know? You didn't have any gray when I started. You can fire back at me. Neither did I. I'm glad to be gray. That means I'm still alive. Guess what it means? Somebody can be saved today. Amen? It means God's still here. Now today, some of you were brought here today to hear this great message. We don't play here at Hillview. If you don't get saved, you go to hell. We're serious about that. You can get mad and say, I'm going to go to another church where they'll lie to me. That's your business. There are a lot of churches that'll lie to you, especially in today's times. There's some of them that tell you that you're an innately good person. That's a lie. Only you and your mama believe that. We've all sinned against God. Amen. Y'all know anybody that hadn't sinned against God? I don't know anybody that hadn't sinned against God. And somebody tells me I hadn't sinned against God, I know I'm staring at a real sinner. I'm telling you, man, God wants to forgive us. So why don't we submit to what God wants and say, Lord Jesus, I am a sinner. Some of y'all need to do that today. Does that make sense? Man, I've messed up. How many of y'all have messed up? If you messed up, raise your hand just to help somebody else out. Thank you. Thank you. And those that don't have their hands up, they probably didn't hear me. Because you know what? I mean, listen, it's a painful thing to come to church. I want to welcome all of our guests. Because guess what? It's a painful thing to come to church. I used to go to church and I'd listen to a guy like me, you know what I mean? And they used to be dressed up back in the old days like that all the time. And today I'm dressed up because he's alive. Any other time you see me in a suit, somebody's dead and did not get up. But today, it's because he's alive. And it's because we want to invite you to come to life. A lot of you have received the Lord Jesus Christ as his Lord and Savior, but guess what? We got a lot of folk to go. Amen? Man, to see you, girl, man, that baptism, to watch the Holy Spirit get up in you. That's the Holy Ghost. Don't tell me young people are done with, because God's alive. Don't tell me this generation won't make a contribution into the heavens. God's alive. You say, well, Pastor Steve, didn't you see the media this week? I don't care what they got to say. I don't care what CNN says, Fox News says. I don't care what the Democrats say. I don't care what the Republicans say. I don't care what the Independents say. And I don't care what the Libertarians say that aren't liberated. I care what God says. And God says that sinners can be set free, that those who are dead can live, and those with no hope can hope again. God says. You know what God says? Early on Sunday morning, just a little while ago, I'm alive, I'm here, and I'm staying. And then I'm coming back to get you so you can be where I am. That's what God says. And it works. I want you to know that God's coming back. I don't know when. You'll have to tune into your favorite TV program to get a preacher that'll draw circles and tell you when he's coming back. I don't know, so don't ask me. I know this today, though. Some of you are going to hell because you have not allowed the Lord Jesus Christ coming into your life. You may find me weird. You know what I pray every morning? Please, Jesus, don't come back today. I got too many friends that aren't going with him if he comes back today. Some of you know if he came back today right now and he looked you in the eye and said, do I know you? You'd have to say, Lord, I never gave my life to you, Lord. Are you in trouble? You've come to Hillview Heights Church. You've come one time. You know how to get saved. I'm serious about that. Have y'all noticed? Some people leave because that's all I talk about. I mean, what do you think God's going to ask you? How you felt? Some of y'all do. Some of y'all are so jacked up on all this feeling jazz. You think the Lord's going to ask you on the day you die, how you feel? That's Oprah. She cares how you feel, but she could care less where you end up. God could care less how you feel, but gave his life so you would end up in heaven. I'll take thee. I'll take thee. Amen. I'll have an order of being. A God that could care less how I feel, but love me so much it brings me on into heaven. Amen. That'll change you. That'll change you. All right. What are you going to do with it today? God's calling some of you to be saved today. He's saying, come, listen to that crazy man I've called to preach. Listen to him. He said, Pastor Steve, you crazy. You're right. I believe you can be saved. I believe I can be saved. I believe anybody in this room can be saved. I believe nobody has to be left out. Now, some of y'all want to start your fairness stuff up.
What about the people that never heard about God?
Well, since that's none of you, why don't you not worry about that till in the morning? What about you that have heard about God? What are you going to do? You're not going to be judged by what everybody else has done. You're going to be judged by what you decided to do. Have you said, Lord Jesus, come into my life, forgive me of my what? It'll work. I get to say this, man. I've been a blessed individual. I've seen thousands of people ask to be forgiven. Literally, I'm not even giving you preacher talk there. That's literal. Not one time have I seen God or heard God refuse a repentant heart. Not one time have I heard somebody come and kneel down and say, Lord, I want you to save me of my sin. And he said, I'm sorry, you're not on the pre-approved list. I've not heard that one time. Guess what I've heard? My son, go and sin no more. My daughter, go and sin no more. And then he says this, come follow me. And up from the grave, you will come with him. Amen. Well, some of y'all need to receive Jesus today. Some of y'all need to get baptized today. Hey, it's been a great day. Amen. Been pretty straight today. That gets some of you upset. I love you. Watch this. I love y'all enough to tick y'all off. What do you think about that? That's my kids. I love them a lot. Still do. Some of y'all need to take the first step of obedience. Guess what that is? Baptism. That's serious stuff. If you believe in Jesus, then do what he says. What's the first thing he asks you to do? Marcus, you know you did it. Be baptized. Is that all right? As soon as you realized God was your Lord, I saw you right up here in the baptistry. It's called obedience. Now think, on the day of judgment, how many of y'all truly believe Jesus is coming back? I believe he's coming back. I believe he's coming back. When Jesus comes back, what are you going to tell him when he asks you this? How come you weren't baptized? Well, Lord, I was kind of scared. I thought somebody might make fun of me. Really, you're going to tell a guy who's got scars in his wrist because of our sin, a hole in his side because of our sin, about your personal difficulty of being liked for a moment? Y'all think that's really going to wash on the day of judgment? Brent, it is not. To put it in your world, program, delete it. And nobody can bring it back. It's time to get real, amen? It's only one thing I love about this moment of history. We're getting corrupt. Have y'all noticed that? I'm not panicking because I've read the book and I've already read about these days. We'll try to make wrong right. What used to be good will become evil, and what is evil will become good. That we're in process of doing that right now. But guess what? Those who stay in the Lord will go on. So you got to decide if you're going to be in the Lord. A lot of you are going to be tempted to do what? You're going to try to put one foot over here where everybody likes you and one foot here with the Lord. Let me tell you, from just being a good old country boy, you don't ever want to cross a fence straddled. There ain't nothing but pain that awaits you. So you're either going to have to decide, I'm going to walk with God through this world, or I'm going to walk against God through this world. But God wants you to be with Him. That's pretty cool, isn't it? God wants you to be with Him. Have y'all heard a great word on Resurrection Sunday morning? Amen? It's a word from God. I love every one of you. Now listen, I hear the devil right now. Hey, don't listen to him. God can't change you. Yeah, He can. I can't change you. Your wife can't change you. Your mama can't change you. Your grandmama, she's been praying for you forever, and that ain't changed you. Let me tell you what'll change you. You ready? Pray this prayer. Lord Jesus, I am a sinner. I've broke the Ten Commandments. I've sinned against You. Lord Jesus, come into my life. Forgive me of my sin. What will God say? Somebody tell me. Come on home. Come on in. He has a habit of saying this. Forgiven. You say, what are we going to do now, Lord? Follow me. Well, where are we going? Follow me. When are we going to get there? Follow me. How many more TV shows do we get there? A lot. Follow me. Amen. God would love to welcome you into grace today. Let's stand together and let's ask God to save folks. If you need to be baptized, guess what? If you want to be baptized today, Sean Pugh got in that baptismal suit right there. The only other place you'll find a suit like that's down in Dallas, Texas on T.D. Jakes. Here in Dallas are the only two places that got that suit. And Sean, Pastor Sean only wears that suit if somebody going to get saved. Amen. But you baptize somebody today, right? Yeah. We'll hang around after service and baptize. I guarantee your family, if you say, hey, can we put that ham on simmer and I need to meet Jesus, they'll wait for you to come to Christ. Last time I checked, we don't have a weight problem in our nation. Nobody's malnourished. I live in a nation where there's diet dog food. However, we're severely spiritually underweight, impoverished. So let's come. Easter Sunday morning, some people coming right now. Pastors, if you all don't mind, thank you, David. Pastors, I got some elders here too. Please ask people if they need a relationship with Jesus to be baptized. Maybe you want to come and pray. I just thank God today. I've been overwhelmed. Choir, thank you, all of you all. Choir, Pastor Keith and all those that minister and work in the choir, thank you all. Y'all blessed us all week long. It was so rich in here Sunday night, I thought I was in Australia with the Hillsong Choir. I wanted to stand up and say, mates, welcome you to the presence of Jesus. But I'm telling you, man, God's saving people right now. Let me pray. Lord, draw us to grace. Draw us to baptism. Draw us to new life. Draw us to healing. Draw us to release of addictions today. Draw us to new hope today. Draw us to new purposes today. God, may we do everything today but stand there and be what we were when we came in here. God, bring us to Your truth, Your grace, Your reality. In the name of Jesus. Guys, listen, I got great news. This altar's open. Steve-O's baptisms work, don't they? Look, if Steve can get... Hey, some of these men out here, they think they all manly. If you can whip him, I believe you. I'd come up here and get saved. It's a real deal. Real men follow Jesus. Cowards. The Bible says a coward turns against God. A coward. Don't believe me? Go read Revelation 19. A coward turns against God. I'm not calling you that. God's calling you that. So come on. A lot of people need to be saved today. I'm telling you. It's more than two or three. So come on. Let God speak to you. Let Him love you. Let Him change you. Let Him save you. This altar's open. Come on, church. Right now it's open. Come on, church. Thank you, Lord.